As the NBA playoffs move on to the conference finals, we have a basketball story for you today called Nothing But Net. It's by David Wallstein from the New York Times and Reader's Digest. One of the most gratifying sounds in sports is the whoosh of a basketball, snapping the netting on a perfect swish. Take away the net, and all that's left is the unsatisfying silence of a ball pushing air molecules around as it sails through the rim. Did it even go through? Sometimes it's hard to tell. That's why Annibal Amador, a former real estate agent from New York City, regularly dips into his own pocket to buy brand new nets for playground rims. For the most part, the city does not provide them. Without the nets, it's just not good, Amador said. No one prefers to play that way. So for the past few years, with the help of a stepladder he brings from his apartment, Amador has been buying basketball nets and fastening them to the rims of a handful of playgrounds near his home in Midtown Manhattan. New York City Parks Department maintains about 1,800 basketball courts around the city's five boroughs. Some of the best games in history have been staged without a single fan watching. It isn't feasible to keep nets on all the rims in all the parks, so the city doesn't even try. It's much better for everyone with the nets, though, said Amador, sharing a huge smile. Once while he was putting up some new nets, one of the regular players gave Amador $20 to help defray his costs. The player was astounded that someone would be so generous with his own money and time. I thought he worked for the city, said the man. He was very meticulous, and then he brings out a long brush and wipes down the backboards. Never saw that before. Amador says he does it simply for the love of the game. And because every great hoop star has a nickname, LeBron, King James, Irvin Johnson, Magic, Amador was asked if he had one. Beaming, he replied, I was thinking maybe the net changer. Proverbs 11:25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.